Welcome back to Sessions with an Adoption Attorney. This is Session 3 or Episode 3. Today we will be discussing second parent adoption. Hope you guys enjoy. Hi again, guys. This is Anthony Zarica with Sessions with an Adoption Attorney. I want to welcome our first sponsor on the podcast, BlueSharkStraps.com. Blue Shark Straps sells premium leather, nylon, and silicone watch bands for a fraction of the cost of products sold by the large luxury watch manufacturers. You can use code ZARICALAW for 25% off your order. That's ZARICALAW, ZURICALAW. And you could buy your straps at BlueSharkStraps.com. That's BlueSharkStraps.com. So thanks to Blue Shark Straps for sponsoring the cast. And let's get right into it. A brief introduction again for those who are new to the cast. My name is Anthony Zarica, and I'm an adoption attorney in New York City. I deal mainly with domestic infant adoption, foster care adoption, international adoption, and many other issues that surround the legal aspects of adoption. On today's mini episode, we are going to be discussing second parent adoption, specifically as it relates to same-sex couples. Now, second parent adoption is an important and significant legal issue for many same-sex couples. In the case of a same-sex couple, only one parent is usually the biological mother or father of the child. When we're talking about the adopted child, it's often the case where only one parent is a legally adoptive parent. Therefore, the other parent's legal rights to raise the child or to make important child-rearing decisions can sometimes be in jeopardy. In a second parent adoption, the biological or legally adoptive parent can allow their partner to legally adopt the child. Under these types of circumstances, the couple doesn't have to have a legally recognized union or marriage. Currently, there are 14 states that specifically allow for second parent adoption. Some other states have some forms of second parent adoption that they allowed or that's allowed by case law. You can look up these states. There's a comprehensive list on many websites. I got my information off of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, which is www.nclrights.org, and you can go there and find the list of the states and all their specific laws. In the states that do permit the second parent adoptions, procedures are in place to assist the co-parents in creating two legal parents for the child. And the process can be used by lesbian couples or gay men that are planning to have one partner be the biological parent. Lesbian couples are gay men in which one partner is already the legal parent of a minor child, or in the case where one of the child's biological parents has surrendered their parental rights. The most important aspect of the second parent adoption, and the one that I talk about with my clients a lot, is the basis for needing it. A lot of clients come in, they'll sit across me, and they'll say, "Anthony, why do I need this? My name is on the child's birth certificate. We're married. You know, why does this seems like an extra step that heterosexual couples or married couples don't need to take?" Specifically because the non-biological parent in these unions, in these marriages, often spends just as much time caring for the child physically, psychologically, emotionally, and financially as the biological mother or father. There's a parental bond that's established, and they really should have the option of being legally protected. Most importantly, I feel, is that even though your marriage may be technically recognized in New York, it might not be recognized in another state, or more importantly, it might not be recognized overseas. So God forbid there's an example where you're on vacation with your family and something happens to the biological parent. The non-biological parent might have a hard time dealing with the governmental authorities in the other state if it comes to just simple issues as bringing the child back home or making a medical decision for the child. There could be all types of loopholes that you'll have to work through in these other foreign countries that can be avoided very simply by going through this second parent adoption process here in New York. Now, there are the states that do prohibit second parent adoption in some way, also have other avenues of protection for the non-biological parent that can help defend or establish their rights as a legal parent. Because the law is always changing and because society is changing, the states that do prohibit second parent adoption, they've begun to recognize that significant parenting is often done by a non-biological or adoptive parent, just as we discussed. The phrase used to describe such a situation is psychological parenting, de facto parenting, or parenting by estoppel. A determination that the non-biological parent has performed this type of parenting on a consistent and long-term basis can be evidence that the parent should have a legal right to continued contact with the child. And under these circumstances, it's in the court's hands, and they're going to look at some factors, which include the composition of the residence of the child, the significant role of the other parent in the child's daily life, the relationship between the child and the non-biological parent, which was encouraged and fostered by the biological or adoptive parent, and the duration of the relationship between the child and the non-biological parent. The factors that, you know, I just named can be proved based upon the daily activities of family, the inclusion of the child in the non-biological parent's will, or co-parenting agreements regarding, you know, things such as discipline, responsibilities for school, extracurricular activities, records of financial support. All of these shared type of family-oriented responsibilities are going to give the court a basis for finding a parental bond between the child and the non-biological parent, thereby protecting the rights of their relationships with each other, which is very important that in these states that do prohibit the second parent adoption. In conclusion, in a world where the composition of the family is really changing day by day, new laws are needed to protect the rights and the relationships between the parents and their children. Second parent adoption, while it seems like it's an extra step for some, it really is necessary and needed to ensure that all parents' rights are considered and encouraged. In the event that anyone listening to this is finding yourself facing any of these questions, please don't hesitate to contact me at Zurika Law at 917-538-3670. You can reach me on the web at www.nycadoptionlawyer.com, on Twitter at nycadoptionlaw, and on Instagram at nycadoptionlawyer. I'll be happy to assist you in answering your questions and representing your interests if this is something that you are looking into doing. Thank you guys for joining me on this week's cast. Episode 4 should be coming out in about 2 weeks. I look forward to seeing you then. Thanks a lot and have a great day.